If I can give you one piece of advice, especially when it comes around to holidays, is enjoy every moment like it's the last time you ever be with somebody. Enjoy it. Take it into your heart. I know people get on our nerves sometimes. I know that happens and things happen and we get upset and sometimes things don't go the way we want them. But enjoy it as if you'll never be with that person again, because that's important. It's important to live your life like that every day, but especially this time of year, especially. Matthew, second chapter, beginning with the first verse. Stand if you would, please. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? This is what I want you to listen to. This is what I'm going to give main my text for. For we have seen his star. Get that. For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art thou the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. When we have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come again with thanksgiving, Lord. Lord, I cannot give you enough thanks, Father. I praise you for what you've done. I praise you for this time of year, Lord. I praise you for your son that you sent. I praise you for the friends and family that we have. I praise you for our church, Lord. I praise you for what you have given us and what you have blessed us with. Father, we just cannot help. Our heart overflows this morning, Lord, with thanksgiving. And Father, we ask you now to go with every individual. Open up hearts, Lord. Open up your mind. Open up their minds here. And Lord, open up my lips, Lord, this morning. And we will give you the praise that you so rightly deserve. In Jesus' holy and precious name we ask. And you may be seated, and I thank you. Thank you. I want to ask you a question this morning. And the question is, why are you here this morning? I mean, that's just a simple question. And I know sometimes it's something, but I want to ask you, why are you here this morning? Are you just here to spend a couple of hours because there's nothing better to do? I hope that's not the reason that you just came this morning. I hope you're not here just to, as my grandmother used to say, put on the dog to get dressed up and just to come to church once in a while. I hope that's not the reason that you're here this morning as well. You know, I come this morning with my heart this morning to worship God. That's why I come this morning. And I hope and pray this morning that that was your intent when you come to this church this morning, was to come here, was to worship God for what he has done. Praise God, because that's why we need to come and worship him. There are things that are constants with the account of the birth of Christ and his coming. God's word not only said that his son would come in flesh, which he did. Don't let anybody tell you any difference. His son, God himself, come in flesh. He come to be born. He come and he was born. It had to be. But that there would be signs given. And that if the people would understand and realize what those signs would be, they could understand why he had to come the way he did. They would know that Christ came, what has truly come. In about a week and a half, we are going to be celebrating Christmas, you know. We're going to be celebrating one of the like it's been said here this morning, the greatest events to happen to mankind, other than the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. This is one of the greatest events to happen. And the fact that the Savior of the world actually came. I want you, as Jamie said this morning, can you honestly put that into perspective this morning and even come to the point where you even try to understand that the Savior of you and I, the one that came that you and I could have salvation, if He hadn't have come, there would not be no hope for us this morning. We'd be sitting here for no reason at all. I hope and pray that you understand that the Savior, your Savior, the Savior of the whole world, came on that Christmas day, whenever it was. But how many folks celebrating Christmas, and I like to put this out there, have truly found Him and know Him? There's a lot of celebrating Christmas out there. We know that there is. Christmas is celebrated, but they start it now sometimes back in October and maybe September sometime. They start celebrating Christmas. And we know that Christmas is celebrated, but do they really truly know what they're celebrating about? What do they really know Him this morning? Listen, now there is, we were coming to the picture. That's where you and I come into the picture. That's where you and I, as born again, bought by the blood Christians, come into the picture. Because nobody will be able to find Him unless we tell them what this is about. Amen? We have to let them know what this is about. Tell them how to find Him and what they should be looking for and how that they should be looking for Him and how the finding Him, praise God, how that finding Him will be the thing that will impact your life forever. Amen. When I found Him, it is something that impacted me. It stirred me. It set me up so much that I understand that I cannot hardly explain it sometimes. How that finding Him, truly coming to know the Savior of the world, how that has impacted my life. I can't hardly explain it sometimes. Listen, so to go through Christmas without knowing Him or without finding Him, I tell you, simply means that you're celebrating a holiday. Patty put out here on the sign out here, it's a holiday. And that's exactly what it is. If you do not know the Savior of the world, Christmas is nothing to you but a holiday to you. It's not a... At the plant, we have seven different holidays that they let us have off, and Christmas happens to be one of them. They give us President's Day off, which is fine. That's fine. When I worked at Manville, they give us Moon Day off, which was when they landed on the moon. But could I tell you something this morning? Out of all the holidays that they give us to celebrate down through the years, can I say without hesitation to anybody that Christmas is the one that means the most, and it should mean the most to all of us. It should mean, without it, it's lumped into all these other holidays, which is fine and dandy, but praise God, it should mean more since I found and knew what He is about. Praise God, I know the Savior lives, and I know what it means. Because to find the gift of Christmas, to find that gift right there, to find the greatest gift that you'll ever be able to find, is to find Jesus Christ living in your heart and living in your heart and mind and in your soul. That is the greatest gift that has ever been given to me. Listen. So the angel said to the shepherds, you'll have a sign. You'll find the babe, what? Wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Then, what I read this morning there said this, the wise men had a sign. They said, we have seen His star. Can I ask you something this morning? This is for everybody sitting here in my voice this morning. Have you seen His star? Have you seen His star? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say, have you seen His star? The star that they seen was different from any other star. Let's get that out there. It was His star. You go out and look at night, and you go up and look at all the thousands and maybe millions of stars that are out there. This star was different. This was His star. This was His star that was sent to show that He is. It doesn't say multiple stars there. It is singular. It says it is His star. And it appeared the moment that He was born. And it stayed there until they came and found Him, however long that was. That was His star. And I want to tell you something. You'll never know the meaning of Christmas until you find His star. Until you get it in your heart, what His star is about. But one star makes the difference. His star makes the difference. Not any other. His star makes it. His star would lead them to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. It led them to where they needed to be. I can tell you that His star will lead you to Him. Amen? His star will lead you to Him, to the true King, to the true Lord, to the true Savior. His star will lead you. The star that would lead them to Christ is the same star that will lead us to Christ today. The same one who makes a difference in their lives back then made a difference in my life years ago. And if you're born again here this morning, you can honestly say that it made a difference in your life. If you found Him, He makes a difference. He will make a difference. If you will search and find Him, I'm here to tell you, He will make a difference. I'm not standing up here trying to just to say words and blow words, but I know this to be a fact. If you truly find Him, that star, He will make a difference in your life. He will make a difference in your life. He has done that. I know that He will. Do you know that the stars shine the brightest whenever it's dark? You know that? You go into big cities and stuff like that where all this man-made light's at, you can hardly see the stars. You get out to where it's dark, where it's darkest, that's when you can see the stars the brightest. Can I tell you something here this morning? I don't know what's going on in your life here today. I don't know how dark it is in your life. But I can tell you that if you find that star in your darkness, in the worst of your life, I'm telling you that star is still there, shining, wanting to bring you to the point to where He wants you to be. I don't have to tell you something. Sometimes life gets dark. It does. It's happened. We've all experienced it. Everyone in this building has experienced darkness in their lives. Everybody in here has experienced it. I have. Everyone has. Everybody, they've experienced that night experience in their life. Whenever things just weren't the way that we thought that they should be. But all of you that have walked in dark times in your life can learn a valuable lesson from this. And this is this. Faith teaches us to do this. Walk towards the light. I learned that years ago. No matter what I was going through, was to always walk towards the light. Walk towards that star. Walk towards the one who can give me that hope. Gives me that grace. Gives me that understanding. I can walk to my star, Jesus Christ. He's asked us to walk towards Him. I'm not asking you if you have darkness. I'm asking you if you have a star this morning. Because we've all experienced darkness. And if you've experienced it, I'm here to tell you, listen, that there's nothing like that star. If you have His star, you'll press through the darkness. Amen? Amen. If you've experienced that star, you will press through the darkness because He can take you to do that. I don't care how dark it is around you. I don't care what's going on in your life here this morning. I'm just telling you, the star, press towards the light. It can help you get through this. I come with a message of great joy this morning because I know this time of year is like it is sometimes for people. I know some people get down, but can I tell you something? There is joy in serving the Lord. There is joy in coming to know Him. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to what? It shall be to all people." He brings us great tidings of great joy. Because of that star that appeared, because of Him one day, that no matter how dark your day is, that your life, no matter how dark your life may be, I'm telling you right now, brothers and sisters, listen to me, God will hang a star. He will lead you to Christ if you're just willing to listen and willing to hang on to it. If you follow the star, if you follow it. Listen, you can say, preacher, this is Christmas season. Surely everyone's lives shall be filled with joy. And I told you, no, it's not. No, they're not. I know that they're not. We don't know what's going on. You can look around this church, and I guarantee you, you don't know what's going on in people's lives right now. You probably have no idea what's going on with somebody's life over here. You may have a little general idea, but maybe you do not know what's going on down deep down in their hearts. Nobody knows the dark times that some people may be facing in this church right here this morning. There may be some sitting here this morning where darkness is encroaching upon their lives as I speak to them right now. This could be the first Christmas they've gone without a loved one. Very well could be. Could be the first Christmas. It may be dark, but I have good news for you. The star still shines even in that darkness. If you let it shine. If you let it shine. We have seen His star, they said. We have seen His star. And I'm here to tell you, I have seen His star. Some may be facing sickness in their lives. They may be thinking this is their last Christmas. I'm just telling you, so many that have wanted to be here but can't because maybe sickness has kept them out of church. I've got good news for you this morning. I have seen His star. His star is there for you as well to lead you and guide you through the troubles that you're facing right now. I don't know what they are, but praise God, He knows what they are. And listen, His star has appeared to us. Some here this morning, maybe some here this morning by yourself because a loved one doesn't care enough and has left you and doesn't want to be with you. That happens. And there are people facing that. There's something, you know, that maybe they just don't want to be here because of lack of concern. Maybe they just don't want to be here because, you know what? They have something against other people in the church. The preacher doesn't live it. Oh, how many times have I heard that down through the years when I've talked to people? Or the church member doesn't live it. The people in the congregation don't live it. That's why they don't come to church. I've heard that year after year after year after excuse after excuse. I've heard it time after time after time. Can I tell you something? You may not be as good as you think you are. Amen? Because people do that. People do that. I've talked to people that no matter how much you tell them just to look to Christ, just to look to the star, you know what? They won't budge. And there are people, you probably know them in your family and in your life here this morning. You don't have to worry. I've got good news for you. There's still a star, and I'm telling you, it can still shine even into the darkest heart, even into the darkest place, and it can bring them out. Because of this time of year, because His star appeared one day. You hear someone has forsaken you. The love of your life has left you. It happens. The love of your life has left you. And it's dark as it can, and you think it is as dark as it can get. I've got good news for you this morning. I've got good news for you. The star is there for you as well. And it can bring you through. And get you to the other side of this nonsense. It can help you make sense of what's going on. But I'm here to tell you this morning, that star is there for all who are willing to see and look for it. And say, God, you know what? It's up to you. I cannot do it on my own. It's up to you, Lord. And the darker the night, the brighter the stars will shine. Don't worry. God sees through the darkness. Amen. He sees through the darkness. I'm here to tell you. I know He does. Remember this morning. People of faith press through. People of faith press through. That's what we do. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He didn't drop you. He didn't pick you up to take you out into the wilderness just to leave you there. The light's still there. The star is still there. He can shine through to lead you out of this darkness. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe that He will. The world can be as dark as it wants to be. We have a star. We have a star as Christians. Sometimes something else that we should catch our attention this morning is this. The Bible says Herod was in Jerusalem. Why is that important? It said the wise men came from the east. Do you know at the time, that was all the known world that they knew was the east. That's all that they knew. They didn't think it went anywhere else. You know what that told me? You know what that tells me? That it makes no difference where you're at. God can still get to you. The star can still reach you. It doesn't make any difference how far you think you are away from it. It doesn't make it. It's as far as the world they knew existed at the time. But praise God, God still sent His star to show to them. But the star still reached them, and it can still reach you this morning. You may feel that you can't get any farther away from God than what you are right now. You can feel that. I'm here to tell you, you can't get so far that the star can't shine to you. You can't. He'll get you. There's a way. He can. That star can reach you. You can feel that you can get any farther away. Listen to me. Listen, the Christian message for Christians means nothing if we don't have that star. The Christian message of Christmas does not mean nothing to some folks. But it should mean everything to us here this morning. And His star, we can take out here to a lost and a dying world, and we can tell them, God does care for you. I seen a thing the other day where it said, all religions is fake. And I thought to myself, there's a lot of fake religions out there, but the God that I serve, the one that I serve through Jesus Christ, is not fake. Amen. It is not fake. They can tell that all they want to. I'm just going to tell you, it could be another 2,000 years, and I'm going to tell you what, Christianity will still be seeing souls saved. You know, it's just a time for a day off. You know, listen, so many times, I wrote these notes down, but you know, it's just so many times that Christmas, the only thing that Christmas means to a lot of people is just a day off. That's all it means to a lot of people. It's just a day off with pay sometimes. The baby in a manger doesn't mean anything. The star doesn't mean anything. But praise God, I'm here to tell you, it means something to me this morning. And I know it means something to you this morning. The star, good news this morning is you can't get so far away that the star can't reach you. You can't. There's no way. God has a way to bring the right messenger, the right message to you at the right time if you're willing to listen to it, to bring you and draw you out. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says this, because this is what happens, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Praise God, that light is there, always wanting to shine. The devil was blinded, a lot of them, but the God is light is still there, and He will reach through to them. The star can reach them. You know what? This is something else I want to tell you too. Do you understand that once the wise men seen the star, that they immediately left to go find the king? They didn't wait a year. They didn't wait. They immediately left. However long, some people say it may take them 2 years to find Him. I don't know. Don't know. Don't get into a lot of that. I know what little bit I've studied on. But they immediately left. Can I tell you something this morning? If God's dealing with you this morning, immediately go find a star. Immediately. If He's dealing with you today, today is the day of salvation. You know, when we're going to give an altar call here in a little bit. Today is the day. Immediately, go and find. Find Him. Find what He's trying to do for you. Immediately. Don't wait. Don't put it off. I'm telling you, it's serious business. They seen His star. I seen it one day. And I pray this morning that you know what I'm talking about, that you have seen His star. The Christmas means more to you than just trees and lights and gifts. And and just all this stuff sometimes that we put out there that Christmas is. Christmas is the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what it is. Nothing can compare to that. Belinda, come get a song this morning. Can I tell you something this morning? God's presence. I have felt a very good soft spirit here this morning. I have since I've been here. No, sometimes people don't shout the house down and you can still feel the Spirit of God in a place. The Spirit of God, I can feel it from the front to the back. I can feel it from the side to side of these pews. I'm feeling that. I have felt that here this morning. He's working this morning. Can I tell you something? If he's dealing with you, which I feel he is dealing with some people in here this morning, listen, for he says, in the acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen.